Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros you're listening to with Sandy and Sherry. We are here every Saturday morning to talk to you at 281-833-3333. And we have got a line of callers for you,
yes,
Sherry.
Yes, everybody's waking up.
I know, everybody's waking up. So we have got Cameron on the line. Good morning, Cameron.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What you got for me this morning?
I have a question about, I guess is cross-pollination a thing with peach tree? So I've got about a 8-foot-tall peach tree. I live in Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
It's made it through 2 freezes, the one that we had that was really bad, if it was last year, and the one we had a few months ago. I always protect it. I don't fertilize it, but it seems very healthy. It's growing. I'm pruning it every year, but I get zero fruit, and I'm kind of frustrated.
Yeah, so do you know the variety name?
I do not. Okay. Off the top of my head, I do not.
It's probably more of a variety issue than it is a cross-pollination. Now, they do cross-pollinate, but they are somewhat self-fruitful. So if you have one tree, you will get some fruit. If you have two trees, you'll get more fruit. But if you're not getting fruit at all, are you flowering?
But I only have one.
Okay. Is it flowering, Sherry was asking?
Oh, yes. It flowers every year. It's very, I mean, like I said, it grows a couple feet a year.
Yeah.
Flowers every spring.
What do the flowers look like? Are they multicolored, pink and white?
Yeah, they're white with a little bit of pink in it. Very pretty.
I wonder if it's a peppermint peach, which is an ornamental.
Oh, no.
So it's non-fruiting.
So it's non-fruiting.
Oh.
See, variety is very important. When we want a certain type of fruit, we've got to be very particular. And if you know, you just came upon this, peppermint peach, if it was indeed that.
Well, it was from a pretty big garden center here in Tomball. I forget the name of it, but it's a big red barn.
Yeah.
And the lady was very knowledgeable. Maybe I did get the wrong one, but what do you recommend as far as the actual peach tree?
Yeah, so there's one called Florida King that's really good. Tex Star.
Should he get two?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the room, I would get two because it will
increase production,
right? But you can still get fruit off of one, especially if you're in Tomball. There's plenty of people within a 3-mile radius of you that have peach trees.
Oh.
Well, I work in Tomball, but I live out in Montgomery, kind of in the country. But okay, last question, I'll let you guys go.
Uh-huh.
What, as far as cross pollination, how close together do they need to be?
Yes, it doesn't have to be in the same yard.
2 miles.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing is we have so many people doing fruit trees that you really almost don't even have to worry about cross-pollination. But one peach you're going to get fruit off. If you can put one in your yard that is a different variety that cross-pollinates with it, you'll just increase your yield.
Yeah. Now, what about feeding the peach trees?
Oh, yeah, definitely feed them. Azomite and MicroLife are going to be my go-tos for that.
Okay.
Awesome. Yep. All right, thank you.
Okay, Cameron,
all
thanks
right,
for
good
calling.
Luck. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You bet. Thank you. It's fruit trees, you know.
Very
For
fun.
The most part, almost all the fruit trees that we have are somewhat self-fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
They will produce a fruit.
Okay, that's good
to
remember.
If you can put another variety that cross-pollinates, it's super important with apples, peaches, plums, pears, nectarines are going to be more somewhat self-fruitful. Yeah.
Okay. So apples is a biggie. I've got an apple and it doesn't produce a lot. And I bet you that's why,
yep,
right?
You got
All
it.
All right. This is Home Show Garden Pros and we have Laz on the line. Good morning, Laz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two or three questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is quick. We have a lot of stray cats and possums, and we recently found a skunk that fights with it. But our concern is they're leaving a lot of fleas. And we have little kids, and, you know, fleas sometimes carry diseases. So what would be better to control that stuff, liquid or granules, or do you have anything?
Well, my favorite thing, my favorite thing for fleas is beneficial nematodes. It's safe. And it kills them at the larval stage, but you need to treat your pets if you have dogs or cats with those little drops on their neck, and then treat the yard and don't use any other chemicals in the yard if you're using beneficial nematodes. But that's my favorite thing because it lasts for about 2 years. You only have to reapply it about every 2 years.
Beneficial
nematodes. Nematodes. What part of town are you in?
Katy.
Yeah, so just see if you can find a garden center that carries beneficial nematodes.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is
Yeah, call them and ask them if they carry the beneficial nematodes. And you put them out with a pump-up sprayer. It's nice. Really easy. You don't see them, so it's not because they're microscopic little things. But they take care of ants, fleas, grubs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they do a lot of insects, and they're safe to use around your family. It will hurt them zero.
Do you spray it around the perimeter or the whole?
You just spray it out all over everywhere that you have soil.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that's
thanks for the call. Great. I just learned something.
Toxic. Yeah, non-toxic also, completely. Yes.
We installed our driveway last year, and we noticed that. Well, I put some topsoil because they tore up the grass a little, maybe like half a foot, a foot. So I filled it in with topsoil, hoping that the grass would spread.
Yeah.
It never did. And then one side it started getting brown, like dead.
Yeah.
It seemed like a fungus or something. I don't know. So is there a way to bring it back to life, or should I just buy some?
Compost. Get some compost, put it out in those areas. Topsoil doesn't have any nutrient value to it. It's basically just sand, clay, and weed seeds. And it's good for leveling. But if you want to promote growth, put leaf mold compost out. And you can get that at Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
And maybe
what was that called again?
Leaf mold compost. It's Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
Okay, and last question is there a way to control crabgrass? Because that's what's mainly growing in that side area.
Yeah, so if it is indeed crabgrass and not Bermuda, because a lot of people call Bermuda grass crabgrass. Mm-hmm. So we've got to get a positive ID, take pictures or samples into Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden when you go, and get a positive ID. If it's crabgrass, we want to do pre-emergence in the fall, and you can use the Agrilon crabgrass killer to kill it.
Okay. In the fall.
You kill it now.
Oh, you kill it now.
Prevent the seeds in the fall.
Okay.
But the best way to control crabgrass is to get your St. Augustine healthy and happy.
And then you got to make the soil healthy and happy. And that leaf mold compost is going to be a good start.
You got it.
So the making the St. Augustine also kill wild onions and all that stuff, because that's what we got going on. I made a mistake of not taking them out. I would just mow over them.
And that's fine. Wild onions are really just trying to aerate your soil. So by doing, because it's got that bulb underground, right? So I never fight them. I just do what I can do to aerate the soil, whether you do mechanical aeration with an aerator or you do compost.
Okay. All right, well, that nematodes thing, I didn't even know. And that's great
that
it lasts 2 years. I don't have to be spraying all the time.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's amazing. Yep.
So that's a liquid, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be, you'll see. It'll be a little granular that you add to water. Then the little microbes, basically, the nematodes kind of fall into the water, and then you put it in a sprayer and spray out.
Nice. All right.
Well, I was gonna cover that brown patch with sod. So you don't recommend that?
Compost first, and then add sod.
Okay, compost first. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Laz.
Thanks a lot. Great questions. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can join us with questions and comments you've got, concerns you have in your lawn at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with JP.
Not easy being a tree. You barely recover from brutal summers, then get thrust into an Arctic blast. Long droughts, excessive rain. Think it's hard on you? Try planting your feet in the ground. Not easy being a tree.
Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts.
Stress trees are vulnerable trees. Proper pruning, soil care, and fertilizers can ease their stress. No, it's not easy being a tree in Southeast Texas, but you can trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep yours healthy.
TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Embark on a gardening adventure at Nature's Way Resources. Discover hundreds of native plants. Find drought-tolerant, hardy options. Pair them with organic fertilizer and soil amendments. Nature's Way is 2 acres of beauty your whole family will enjoy, even the fur babies. Make your way to Nature's Way, a Home Show Garden Pro. Their experts are happy to help you get more from your gardening. Nature's Way Resources, off I-45 between the Woodlands and Conroe, at FM 1488 and online at naturesway resources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. What quiet, sleepy music. What did Chad come up with there?
I don't know, but it's relaxing.
Oh, my gosh. But this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can call us at 281-833-3333. We've got a line of calls coming in for you, Sherry. But first...
Yes. You know what? Life is short.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So... get a landscaper and redo your yard.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I mean, this weather's amazing. You want to get out and enjoy it. Call Pierscapes. Mm-hmm. Pierscapes is a full service landscape company with over 30 years experience. And Jason and his team are experts in the industry. They can handle anything from a complete landscape overhaul to a refresh.
Yeah.
You know, to outdoor lighting. Did you get your lighting?
Yes, I've got my appointment. I've already gotten the design and everything. So now we just have to tweak it. Yes,
awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and they can do all your outdoor lighting, your irrigation. They can do a new system for mm-hmm. you, or they can just repair an old system. They can do quarterly maintenance, which is awesome, especially if you put the money into your landscape, you need to maintain it.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
not just a put it in and watch it grow. You want to put it in, enjoy it, and maintain it so mm-hmm. that you can have beauty for a long time. So call Pierscapes. They can handle all of this for you. 281-370-5060. You can go to pierscapes.com. That's P-E-A-R-C-E-scapes.com.
Yeah.
So Pierscapes can handle it all.
Right. It's nice to sort of get those refreshes.
Yeah.
And then you can still get out there and dabble. You know, there's always plenty to do, but it's nice to have an expert come in and kind of redo things.
Redo it. Do the heavy lifting. Do the mulching.
Right.
And then you can play.
And then you can play.
Yeah.
So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and you can call us at 281-833-3333. We have got JP on the line. Good morning, JP.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What you got for me?
Well, there's such great questions that have been coming in,
and I
wish I had a really great one, too. But I have a simple one, I think. Maybe you guys can help me. So I just had some azaleas put into a front yard flower bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were so gorgeous. I mean, they were gorgeous. They were in the pots, they were beautiful, and they had flowers, and they were just great. And we put them in right before Easter, like, 2 days maybe before Easter. And, they are starting to, the flowers are kind of shriveled up now. They're a little bit browning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't look anywhere near what they did when we first got them. And we've been watering them, but then I said, well, maybe we're watering them too much.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I scaled back a little bit, but it doesn't seem like they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure. You know, I've got some azalea food from a local nursery and that they gave me, and I haven't put any yet just because I wanted to talk to you all first
mm-hmm.
and see what you think, right? Because I think I heard someone say one time that they like acidic soil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure how to check if that is the case or so.
Okay.
I'm going to stop talking now and let you guys help me.
Okay, I'm going to address it all. Okay, so when you bought those beautiful azaleas, they were in full bloom, doing exactly what they were supposed to do. You got them planted. They're still doing exactly what they're supposed to do. So those flowers, once an azalea blooms, the flowers are open, and then they're done.
Kerplunk.
Yeah. And so then they brown and they start to wither and they look terrible for about a week or two.
Yeah.
And then your azalea flushes new growth. And being that it's newly transplanted, it may just be a little bit behind on that flush. Mm-hmm. So we just need to help them along. And how we do that is feeding them with azalea food. So your azalea food should have an acidifying agent in it.
Got it.
Okay. Just read the label if it has sulfur or aluminum sulfate or something in it with the word sulfur, then you'll know that it has an acidifying agent. And you want to do that 3 months in a row, once a month.
Okay, got it.
And being that they're brand new, take that up a notch and get a root stimulator, whether it's super seaweed or a fish emulsion, and go ahead and mix that up in a bucket. After you fertilize them, water it in really good with that root stimulator, seaweed, or fish, whatever you have.
Got it.
Okay.
And then I can do that.
Yeah, and then basically we're just getting them ready for the summer, which is the hardest time on them. So you might have to do a little bit of extra watering through the summer, especially their first summer. And then next spring, you'll be rewarded with beautiful blooms.
Now you've got some good soil and mulch around it, around them?
We do. I mean, it's the existing flower bed that we had, that we've had forever in our home. But we did put brand new mulch.
Perfect.
Everything got cleaned out.
Yay.
We put brand new mulch. So yeah, I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
But definitely going to put the fertilizer down and do the seaweed water.
Yeah.
And we'll do it once a month for 3 months.
For 3 months.
And then make sure we water them over the summer really well.
You got it. And don't touch them. Okay. Don't touch them with fertilizer or pruners after August.
Leave them alone.
Got it.
Because that's when they set their buds for next year.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, we need to remember about that. Great.
Yes. Yep. You're going to have beautiful azaleas, and you're going to call us next year and tell us how beautiful they are.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, JP.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that is hard when you buy a plant. And
yes, and they're so pretty.
And then it's downhill after that. But we're planting and preparing for that next year.
Yes.
So you can really enjoy it next year.
And I think that's a great reminder. You've been telling us about the azaleas, about feeding them right now.
Yeah.
So everybody out there, Sherry has reminded us, get that.
When they're done blooming, feed
and
them 3 months.
Nelson Plant
in a row.
Food has azalea food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. So feed for the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then do not prune after August.
After August.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great reminders. I learned something new every segment from Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and you too can call us and learn from Sherry at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
MicroLife organic fertilizers grow plants that are beautiful, healthy, and resilient. Use on all turf grass, shrubs, perennials, food crops, and around trees. MicroLife elevates your entire ecosystem. You'll save water use, build bigger roots, and your plants will handle stress better. The perfect dynamic duo for all of your plants this spring is MicroLife Green Bag 624 and MicroLife Purple Bag Humates Plus. Apply to every square of your lawn and garden. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife, available at all leading garden centers.
How far would you go for a refreshing backyard that wows friends?
How about Katie?
I'm Anita.
And I'm Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Where you find one-of-a-kind fountains, fish, plants, and pots.
Direct imported pottery from around the world.
Pots transform patios, beds, backyards.
And front yards.
Add plants, trees.
Or fountains.
Pottery's just the start.
We specialize in creating beautiful spaces.
Make coming home your favorite destination.
Start at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
You can find us at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Can't stand the heat? Don't grow the peppers. April is time to plant peppers, sweet or hot. If you like spicy and sweet, plant them at least 10 feet apart. They do cross-pollinate. Back to more hot gardening talk with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good Saturday morning. It is a beautiful morning. It has been so gorgeous. So welcome to Houston. If you're new to Houston, so just take in this lovely weather because it doesn't last in July.
Yeah, if you're new to Houston, April is the perfect time for planting.
Yes.
That's what we've got to do. But if you're going to plant, what do you need to focus on? We need to focus on the soil.
Always.
So Landscaper's Pride makes that easy. Landscaper's Pride has been in business for 27 years. I'm sorry. They have 27 different products mm-hmm. for over 20 years.
Yeah.
But they have a whole line of amazing soil. So if you're not sure what to buy, you can't go wrong with Landscaper's Pride. So whether you're doing your pots mm-hmm. and you need a premium potting soil, or their OMRI certified organic pot dirt, which is amazing, or you're doing a raised garden bed, they have their Garden Magic soil. It's dump and go. It's everything
easy.
You need. You don't have to do any mixing, measuring, thinking. Mm-hmm. Just dump the bags in and plant. And it's got fertilizer in it in the form of compost that lasts for up to 3 months.
Nice.
On your vegetables.
Oh,
and they have their rose mix. So their rose mix is great to build flower beds out of. And whether you're going to plant your woody shrubs or roses or flowers, you can use the rose mix for building your beds. And our favorite,
Black velvet mulch.
It's the icing on the cake, right?
It is.
After you get your beds built and your pots potted, a little layer of black velvet mulch is going to help protect your good soil, mm-hmm. that big investment that you have.
Yeah.
And then it's going to help retain moisture, keep weeds out, and it just looks beautiful.
It is. I mean, and you can feel, I mean, it's almost already starting to compost because
yes,
it's just beautiful.
Which is that's what we want our mulch to do.
Right.
So for more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com. You can follow them on Facebook. They've got a very fun Facebook
they
and Instagram. Or you can go to any of your Home Show Garden Pros and purchase your Landscaper's Pride.
Right. Yes. We love them.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Landscaper's Pride. And we have got Estella on the line for you, Sherry. Good morning, Estella.
Hi, good morning, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. I just heard you say not to prune the azaleas. I have some roses. I don't take care of my garden very well, but they started blooming, and I got excited. But a lot of the branches are kind of growing horizontal because we haven't cut them back.
Mm-hmm.
So should I trim those horizontal branches that are kind of coming out?
Okay, on your roses, right?
Yes, on the roses.
Okay, so on azaleas, you can prune them, but don't prune them after August. Is
for azaleas.
Okay, great. Just wanted to clarify that for other people listening too. Okay, so on your roses, you have horizontal branches coming out. Are they blooming?
The horizontal ones aren't. The ones that are growing up, those are blooming.
Okay, yes. So, yes, you can go ahead and do some selective pruning. I wouldn't do a heavy prune on your roses, but you can do some selective pruning, and things that are horizontal or growing funky, go ahead and cut them back. But go ahead and feed them as well because we want to get them budded and blooming before we get really hot.
Okay, so I should be doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I just wasn't sure. I didn't want to cut too much of it. And,
do your heavy cutting, in the spring. And when I say spring, in February. And then you could do selective pruning or thinning. You can do that now. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank y'all so much.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Estella.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have had the best calls.
I know. It's very diverse.
Yes.
Like I said, diversity is the spice of life.
There you go.
And speaking of diversity, mm-hmm. we want to diversify what we put in our garden.
Yes.
And we want to have good success. So Plants for Texas by Magnolia Gardens makes that easy. They have a whole line, 40 seasonal varieties of different perennials, tropicals, ornamental grasses that you can plant and have success and diversify. For instance, the lantana that I planted by them last year was amazing. And I planted all different colors. And just the amount of flowers that I had, plumbago, Tacoma stans, bulbine, the list goes on. You can go to plantsfortexas.com, mm-hmm. look at the list, peruse it, kind of make your plant selection. You know that if you're planting these Plants for Texas on their list, you're going to have success in the garden.
Because they've tried these out. They said, okay, these are the ones that you are really going to be sturdy and healthy.
Yeah, they've trialed them. They know that they work. They make them through the summer. I mean, if a plant makes it through our summer, you know, it's bulletproof. So they take the green thumb necessity out of it. Green thumbs are optional when you're planting the right plants. So go to plantsfortexas.com or visit your favorite Home Show Garden Pro and ask them for the Plants for Texas. And how you know it's a Plants for Texas by Magnolia Gardens? It's got that Texas-shaped tag.
Easy to find.
Some of the pots will have a Texas on them. Some of the pots will just be black, but they'll all have that Texas-shaped tag that says Plants for Texas right on it.
And plenty to choose from. You know, if you've got some areas that you need to fill, grab some plants for Texas because yes. they're just great success. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Lemons and Allen after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery. We have some great stuff for you. We've got citrus, we've got oranges, grapefruit, lemons, limes, kumquats. If you need veggies, we've got them. We've got squash, green beans, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. We've even got drought-tolerant plants. We've got plants for the birds, the bees, and the butterflies. When you come by Spring Gardens and you spend $200, you can get a free garden box. Don't forget to pick up your organic garden soil compost and fertilizer. We've got all of our products from our Home Show Garden Pro sponsors, MicroLife, Color Star. Come by and see us at 24201 Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Now back to our Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery, great location up off of Gosling Road. Okay, before Isaac shared with us everything that's going on at Spring Gardens Nursery, you had your song on. Sherry's
song.
Yes,
I heard it.
I am so jealous.
We need a Sandy song.
Yeah, Chad likes you more.
Hey, Chad. We need a Sandy song.
You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm Sandy here with Sherry. She is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. We have got Lemons on the line. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
What you got this morning?
Oh, well, look, I just feel so excited that I accidentally found this channel. I never listened to AM channels, and I have my own lawn maintenance company since 1998, since I got laid off as an oil company. I got 127 clients, and they're having a lot of problems, a lot of them with this St. Augustine, you know, with the weather that's been going on, mm-hmm. a lot of brown spots. And they're asking me 1,000 questions, and I've been Googling and doing everything.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this morning, I just hit AM, and there you were.
Oh, it was so meant to be. Good.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, Lord, you have to be serious?
Yes.
And I've been listening. You remind me of Dave Ramsey. He got me out of bed, so now I'm kind of like, do you have your own book or anything?
Not yet.
There you go.
I'm sure it'll happen.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you were
talking about all the lawn questions you get, and Sherry loves lawns.
I am a lawn fanatic.
But the one thing I've learned, Lemons, is it's all about the soil.
Yeah.
So what are the things he can do for his clients' soils?
You can start offering aeration and compost top dressing. That would probably be the biggest benefit. So compaction is causing most of our problems in our grass. And so how we battle that is by increasing the organic material in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way to do it is aerate and add compost on top, not topsoil, but actual compost. Now, whether that's leaf mold compost or a manure-based compost, you could do either. But that's going to be the biggest thing. And then if you have customers with trees that are getting bigger over time and shade is becoming an issue, aeration, compost, top dress, and plug with a St. Augustine called Palmetto.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help get grass to grow in those shadier areas. Then you can offer like an organic lawn fertilization service that's going to keep your soil loose by adding the microbiology to the soil. And you do that with things like MicroLife Humates Plus and MicroLife 624. And so I think if we can go more soil focused, you're going to battle long-term problems of compaction, shade, disease, insects. You're going to have a whole lot less of those problems if you can change the soil structure.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. I woke up out of a dream and now I'm back in the dream. You are such amazing. I mean, and what do I get all of this stuff from? I just go to you guys' website?
Yeah, so you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, find the nearest home show nursery to you, where whatever part of town you're in, and that's where you can get. You're in Katy, so Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden.
We're all about local.
Go meet the team there, and they can help you get in touch with the right people to get all the products.
That sounds wonderful.
And
thank
it's
you
easy.
So much.
It's really
yeah.
It's really
thanks
easy.
For listening. Yeah, and everything's meant to be, right?
Yep. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, we'll know that you're listening.
Yes.
Oh, I'm stuck. Yes, great. I am.
Wonderful, Lemons. Thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have a good weekend.
I will.
Very what a great call.
Fun.
I just love that. And he's getting the good information and
just
for his
think,
customers.
Right. Mm-hmm. How much good he can do for so many customers. And really simply. I mean, it's not easy, but it's simple.
It's a process. It's a journey. And he'll be able to educate his customers
lots
as he learns
people.
Too.
Yes. Yes. So thanks for the call. That was great. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333. Get in here before Tom Tynan's show starts. 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Alan after this.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's Help at Plants for all seasons. Experience gained over their 3 generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, the eclipse on Monday. Everybody get those little glasses out.
Yeah, Monday will be a strange day. It's going to rain, so
I know
it'll
it's
be a weird
cloudy eclipse.
Shade of dark for a few minutes.
Yeah, for a few minutes, and then it's going to be all fine.
Yeah.
But we still need to get out there and feed our plants, as usual.
Yes, we definitely need to feed our plants because they're hungry. You know, they can't tell you they're hungry.
That's right. Well, they do.
Well,
and
they
then
do.
Sometimes it's too late.
Yes. But so Nelson's plant food makes it easy to grow like a pro and take care of everything. Nelson's plant food has been in business for 40 years. Dean and Julie and his family have been creating high quality, species specific, fabulous nitrogen sources to feed and make everything beautiful in your yard. They have a new product that I'm super excited about and getting great results out of. It's called the Genesis Transplant Mix. It's a 613, so it is a fertilizer, but it is loaded with beneficial microbes to transplant and get your plants off to a good start. So when you're planting your new shrubs this year, just adding a little bit of Genesis is going to make those plants thrive. They also have their Turf Star line of fertilizers, and we went from Weedinator and Bruce's Brew. So we're still in Bruce's Brew to wake up that yard and get it actively growing, but then we'll go into what's called Slow and Easy. So in the summertime, when your grass is growing like crazy, but you need to feed, you can do Slow and Easy, and it'll make it not put on that big push of growth so you can't keep up with the mowing. It'll be a more sustainable, slow growth with beautiful nitrogen and iron sources in it. So for more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or go to Home Show Garden Post. But it's Nelson's Plant Food, made in Texas, targeted nutrition, and you're going to grow like a pro.
Right. And I'm just going to say, I love the species-specific products. Yes. And I've used all of them in the last 3 weeks.
Species-specific meaning, I have to explain this to people sometimes. Rose food is a rose food, azalea food's an azalea food. So you have your species, and then they have a whole line and these beautiful jars that look beautiful on your garage shelf when you're not out there feeding. But in most of the Home Show Garden Pros refill.
Yes.
Refill those containers.
So I have, right now, azalea feeding. Make sure that you get that one. And I've done my crepe myrtles and roses and hibiscus. So I use them all. So thank you, Nelson Plant Food. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you? What you got for me today?
I got to come by there and get some super seaweed. I'm out. So
hey, guess what? So am I.
I definitely need to
We're out at the nursery for the weekend, FYI.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You are?
Yes. So come next week.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to come by and get some. I'm assuming y'all have some canna lilies. So
yes, we got canna lilies.
Yeah, because mine never came back out, so I've got to. I don't know what happened to them, but I got to change that. It irritated me.
All right. Well, get some new ones.
So my wife, she was at Walmart. And she bought some of these bulbs. Mm-hmm. You know, they got that big band of bulbs of all kinds of flowers, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I don't know I'm not sure what she bought, but I guess I'm sure they're made for here. But anyway, I was looking. I opened one up, and I'm thinking, how are these things alive? Because they're in that dry dirt or whatever little potting mix they have for God knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you activate them with water, do they take off? Or can you explain that to me?
Yes and no. Know? I mean, they could be just dried up, or they just could be in their dormant state. So they put them in a peat moss kind of mix to keep them dry, keep them from rotting. So what you can do is you can take them and plant them in a small container and keep it moist. And once the temperature hits a certain, you know, depending on the bulb, like caladiums, for instance, once our temperature gets to a constant like 70 to 76 degrees or 72, sorry, the caladiums will start spiking up. So,
because I put some super seaweed, I mean, I watered them, but I put a little super seaweed in there too, thinking it can't hurt it. So.
Yeah, no, super seaweed's always going to help, and that's going to help to spur on the growth. So, yeah, we'll see if they come back to life, but, you know, you don't know where they're supposed to be growing. I don't know what varieties they are. So, you know, Walmart's a big company.
Well, some are caladiums, too, as well. So,
okay, yeah, Walmart's a big company, and it's in a big area, and who knows if their buyers know what grows here. That's the problem.
Exactly right.
Yep. Okay.
Well, it sounds good. I was just curious of how that worked, but I'll see what happens. So.
Okay, Alan. Great. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend.
For listening.
Uh-huh. Y'all too.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have got Tony on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Hi. Hi. I have a question. I had my soil tested, and I don't understand what it means, and I'm wondering if you could help me if I read just a couple short little lines to you.
Yes.
All right. It's for my lawn. It says I need 0.7 pounds of N per 1,000 square feet, 0.3 pounds of P205, and 1.5 pounds of K20. I have no idea what any of that means.
Okay. And, you know, I've seen thousands and thousands of soil tests. What are we growing? Are you growing lawn or?
Yes.
Okay. Get a lawn food made locally. So whether that's Turf Star or MicroLife, and you don't need to worry about exactly what that soil test says you need. You just need to put out a locally blended fertilizer, and we're lucky in Houston to have some amazing fertilizers. Now, I can tell you, with the soil test, they're telling you nutrients from that little spot where you dug your hole, right?
Okay.
That's what that spot needs, but I'm telling you, 3-4 foot away may be a complete different set of nutrients. So that's why I say let's focus on getting a high-quality fertilizer, getting in a rhythm. You know, if you're going to do MicroLife, get on a MicroLife schedule. If you're going to do Turf Star, get on a Turf Star schedule and just stick to it. And then if you have areas of the yard that aren't performing well and you know you're feeding it good food, then we need to look at what's happening in the soil. And what you don't have is an organic breakdown, organic material breakdown, like compost on that soil test. If you had that, you would have better information.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just putting down sod. So what I did is I got leaf mold compost and I just sprinkled it all over the front of the yard and kind of loosened it all up a little bit. But I didn't know if it was a special fertilizer. So you say just like the MicroLife Multipurpose?
Either the MicroLife Multipurpose, or I would say for the first application, do the MicroLife Hybrid. That's going to boost your nitrogen, which is really important to get active growth. Okay, and then they have it has the other stuff in it as well. Plus, it has soil building components in it. Then after that, then in the midsummer, let's say July, do the 624, the green bag.
Okay, and when you say the hybrid, should I do that after I lay the sod?
Yeah, I go ahead and lay the sod, water it in for about a week. Until you can't pull the pieces up anymore. Once you can't pull the pieces up anymore, then we can go ahead and put the fertilizer out.
Oh. Nice.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
Bye.
Yeah, I see lots of soil tests. I see lots of recommendations. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, our ground differs
from
square foot to square foot. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a little bit deceiving. And we can make it really difficult and try to really hone in on these little. But, I mean, just put a good, well-balanced fertilizer out that's made locally.
Right.
You know, don't get something made nationally because our soils are much different here. And if we put things like the Turf Star out with the Nutriline nitrogen or the MicroLife out with the good soil building elements, you're going to have success.
Yeah.
And then if you're like, okay, I put these out and I have active growth in the green areas are really green, but I still have some weak spots. It's all about the soil. So then we need to hone in on changing the soil structure.
Yeah. And I've heard you and John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources talking about the soils because you both are such experts on that. But he talks about the soil web.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put the right stuff down, it's all communicating
the
under
the soil food web with the microbes.
It's better
communicate.
Than AT&T.
Yes, it's the wood wide web. It's underground.
Yes.
And through the soil microbiology and the mycorrhizae fungi, basically your plant can tell the soil what it needs.
And it takes
and the microbes will go get it.
Yes.
It sounds out of this world.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Mother
it's fascinating.
Nature is just... She knows what she's doing.
Yes.
And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we thank you so much for listening to us this morning. You can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Sherry still has information she can share with you, so give her a call, and we will talk to you after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company. Enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We have tons of things to look at, so come on out. Seasonal color like snapdragons, petunias, dianthus, perennials such as salvias, verbenas, and lantana. Lots of things blooming to color up your yard. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. We have a great selection with more coming in every week. Fruit trees can be a rewarding gardening adventure in your yard. Come on out and see all the great varieties that are specifically chosen for our area. It's time to get your veggie garden growing. We have all the right varieties for this time of year. Come on out and take a look. It's about that time to start thinking about your lawn fertilization. Whether you're going synthetic or organic, we have all the right choices for your yard. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulcher. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood and Sugarland. Come on out and see us. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I can come in and out pretty well. I was just sending a text.
She's multitasking.
I know. I was just sending a text. Amy, shout out to Amy. I'm telling her that I'm going to bring her some super seed.
And Amy is your...
Amy's my daughter-in-law. I planted some flower seeds this week, and I'm going to bring her some super seaweed. Yes. We're going up north to see her.
So the super seaweed will help with the germination.
Yes, yes. So we have had great calls. Thank you for joining us all on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So we had lemons.
Yeah. And it's just so refreshing. You know, lemons is, he said he has like 120 something yards.
Yes.
That he's been maintaining since 1998.
Yeah.
Decades. So he's been doing it as long as, you know, I've been doing this.
As long as you have, yeah.
And I still learn something new every day. Mm-hmm. But I just love that he found us and he's still learning and observing and understanding, you know, how things work.
Right.
And you know, he's in people's yards every day. So he's battling these battles. So it's refreshing to me. So
right. And don't be afraid that, you know, we're all going to make mistakes. Yeah. I kill things in my yard frequently.
Well, that's how you learn.
But then I grow beautiful things too that I'm very proud of.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I learned the hard way. Yeah. I tried everything.
Uh-huh.
And when I say everything, every plant, every chemical, every organic, I've tried to fool the system by growing peonies in Houston. There are some varieties that will grow here, but I wanted the ones that grow up north. And, you know, I had my mother-in-law send me some. And I can tell you, I can't make something work that's not going to work here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But this is a great source of information, Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, because there's a lot of bad information out there.
A lot. And Sherry is here every Saturday morning. She is an expert on her own, has been in the industry her entire life. Her family has also. And then we have rotating experts who come through here. Mm-hmm. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons. Kelly was here last week. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. So this is a wonderful resource. We also have Facebook page and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all of those Home Show Garden Pros have it also. So those are the places to go for your information.
Yeah.
So we have got James on the line who wants to talk to you. Sherry, good morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I had a question on the seaweed and the application. When I'm spraying my plants or the lawn in a hose-on sprayer, do I put it in directly into the hose-on sprayer?
Yeah, so the hose-on sprayer should have a container attached to it.
Right.
If your hose-on sprayer is threaded the same, a lot of times you can just put the jar right on there, assuming the straw reaches far enough. But yes, you can put your product right in the container and then turn your dial to your 3 ounces per gallon.
3 ounces per gallon. Great.
You got
it. Second question.
Uh-huh.
Great. What's the difference in the MicroLife Hybrid and the I think you said there's a Nelson's or something.
So they're very similar. Yeah, they're very similar. They both have neutraline nitrogen in them. They're just different analysis and different, like the MicroLife has a lot of soil building elements, nitrogen-fixing bacteria, more plant-based materials in it. And then the Nelson's is got like iron and different micronutrients in it as well.
Okay.
So I so love both one of the products. Use one this year and then use the other one next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So diversify how you're feeding and you'll have a better experience.
Nice.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, James.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. When we return, we'll talk with Charlie and Ricky after this.
Humanity came from the sea. or so they say, who knew garden goodness could as well? Coast of Maine sea-sourced resources like salmon, seaweed, lobsters, and mussels give your garden a boost of life. Start with organic compost-based soils, mulches, and fertilizers. As they say in Maine, it's wicked good. Give your garden high-quality inputs for the ultimate results. Ask for Coast of Maine at your favorite garden pro and learn more at coastofmaine.com.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local. Support local. The Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
Yes, and I want to get right to this because we have a board of calls, and I want to get to these callers, but I need to talk about the Woodlands Tree Experts first. You need to write this number down, 713-703-2701, the Woodlands Tree Experts, Ed Dauphin. He's a board-certified arborist. He is the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Expert with over 30 years of experience. Ed will speak for your trees. Mm-hmm. He will come out and assess all your trees' needs, from the soil and fertilization issues, insect problems, planting, pruning, and removal. And he wants to remind the listeners that what you put in your lawn affects your trees. So make sure you know what you're putting out in your lawn, and make sure you know what you're, if you're paying somebody to do it, what you're putting out. No weed and feeds around the tree roots. So, and right now is the best time to prune your trees. So we want to get going with that right now before we get to this hot summer.
Right.
And we don't want to do that. So get Ed in your yard. Let him speak for your trees. He can see things that you wouldn't normally see.
Right.
And trees are the most important thing in our landscape. So
call
Ed, 713-703-2701, or you can go to the woodlandstreeexperts.com.
Great. Thank you very much, Ed, for talking for our trees. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got a line of callers. So good morning, Charlie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you have for Sherry?
Quick question. I have, in our subdivision, we have an area of yard that does not get enough sun. Mm-hmm. The subdivision is not going to trim the trees enough to get enough sun in there. So I'm just wondering, is there any type of grass that's similar to a St. Augustine that I could spray in there that can make it on low light sun? So.
Yeah, so what you could do is sprig in Palmetto St. Augustine, but I wouldn't do it unless you're able to address the compaction around the trees, which compaction and shade are why grass doesn't want to grow under the tree. So if you can battle the compaction, we can get shade-tolerant St. Augustine to grow in there. But if you're not able to do that, then you might just think of how you can do some more of a native kind of looking, either mulched bed, or do a mulched bed with things like Turk's cap, which is native and flowers. Yeah. So there's things that you can do, but you just kind of have to change the soil.
Yeah, okay.
Soil.
So what's it called again?
The Palmetto St. Augustine. But battle the compaction first.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm.
Battling the compaction with compost?
Yes, compost, okay. Compost and biostimulants. You got it.
Charlie, compost on that compacted soil. And good morning, Ricky. How are you? What do you have for Sherry?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
What you got?
So I have a two-part question. It's been some years since I've put fertilizer down, and I noticed a lot of weeds growing up this season. So one question is it too late to lay some sort of fertilizer or weeding feed to kind of help control that?
So and what's the second question, because we'll have to cut off in just a minute?
So the second question is, my neighbors have about five kids, and they play football, and I don't mind them using my lawn, but I noticed one part of the lawn where the kids, the quarterback, it's almost like dirt now. I think all the you know, running back and forth may be causing that. Is that possible to tear the grass up with all the running from football?
Yes, absolutely. So if you have St. Augustine, it does not like foot traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so okay. How you battle that is you put things like Humates Plus out there, probably okay. quarterly, and that will help the St. Augustine to recover when it's getting heavy use. That's one thing. Another thing is incorporates more Bermuda in there. Bermuda can take the foot traffic.
Oh.
It will look funny, but at least you'll have grass instead of dirt. And the third thing is, you can use weed and feed products right now, but be very particular. Something like the Weedinator is what you're going to want to use. That's a Nelson's Turf Star product because it doesn't have the heat restriction that other weed and feeds have, and we're starting to warm up. So if it was me, I probably wouldn't put the weed and feed out, but I would get on to a real high-quality fertilization program and start doing that Humates Plus to help recover the compaction.
And the Humates Plus is safe, so, you know, I mean, it's
yeah, you don't want a bunch of chemicals where you're going to have kids rolling around sweating.
It's safe.
So is the Weed and Eater, is that the better fertilizer to use now instead of the Weed and Feed, you said?
Yes. It has the weed killer in it, but a high-quality fertilizer as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Ricky.
Absolutely.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.